Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt in San Francisco. Regulators with California's new oil market watchdog say they are cautiously optimistic drivers will not see the same kind of gas price increases during the summer travel season that we experienced last year. KQED senior science editor Kevin Stark has more.
The average price of a gallon of gas last week in California was $4.82. That's down a dollar from a month ago. Last year, the price of a gallon of gas had risen to more than $6 by September. The state has suggested the industry profits when gas prices surge, blaming spikes like last summer's on refiners not maintaining supply. They say if refineries have adequate backup supply of oil to cover demand when and if they go offline for maintenance, the cost of gas should stay down. The Western States Petroleum Association says market forces drive the price at the pump, and for the state to suggest otherwise is not factual. I'm Kevin Stark, KQED News.
Part of Highway 1 south of Big Sur that had been closed for over a year has reopened. Caltrans says it has repaired a section of the highway at Paul's Slide following a massive road slide in January of last year. A different slip out of the highway that happened in March near Carmel remains open only to one-lane traffic. Caltrans' Kevin Drabinski.
Travelers from the Bay Area are able to travel from Monterey, Carmel, all the way down through the entire run of Big Sur proper, and the turnaround point isn't until 1 mile south of Esalon.
Below that, the road is still closed for repair on another slide. Caltrans expects the entire highway to fully reopen this fall. I'm Brian Watt, KQED News.